excited that you're talking about Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't get enough
news.
Doesn't
get a play, does it?
And you've heard the story about the guy that visited his doctor with medical issues, and the doctor warned him that he might have some additional issues because of Mercury intersecting with Uranus. Because the thermometer broke.
We are off to a flying retrograde start here this morning, aren't we? Yes, we are.
Hey, Casey, before we get into the main issues of the day, let's get to the most important. How do you like your coffee?
Straight black. I don't do the Brian Reagan is black as space. I've got a fraternity brother that says that I like it as black as the spot where my soul should be.
Well, what is going on at Emporia Main Street, Casey?
All sorts of different things. We have the Start Your Own Business class that's starting up on October 11th. It'll be a Monday, Thursday class this year, and we've started our expanded over 100 businesses regionally throughout the history of this class. It's been very successful. Thanks to the generous donation of ESB Financial, we are offering that class for just $100. Lots of different experts. You can build your team. There's some financing options. And as an added bonus this year, we will have the opportunity to have the incubation space that opens up sometime during the SYOB class. And so if you sign up for Start Your Own Business, you'll maybe have a leg up an individual or business that wants to get that 6 months of free rent, the 6 months of reduced market rate rent, and 6 months of, let's find you a permanent home rent rate. So Start Your Own Business class. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com. You can sign up for that now, and we'll get taken care of. Quarter Mania, the next iteration of that is October 7th at the Granada Theater at 6 p.m. So you can show up to the Granada Theater. There are some health and safety mechanisms that are in place, and go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for additional information on that. But we have a lot of great vendors that are already signed up. It's kind of like bingo meets an auction where you can win fantastic prizes for as little as a quarter. And we're excited to get people involved with this iteration of Quarter Mania. And then at the end of the month, October 30th, there's a variety of different events that are occurring on the same day. We'll have the Downtown Trick or Treat that runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Downtown. While we're working with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow that have their Dia de los Muertos event, and they'll run that essentially from 11 to 5 with a parade that starts at 10:30. So you can look up Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow on their HOT website to sign up, or you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we'll have some additional information that allows you to sign up as a booth vendor, as a parade participant, or just gives you some basic information. Veterans banners will be coming out relatively soon, within the next few weeks, so we're excited about that process and to see all the new veterans banners go up this year. We'll have some outdoor artwork that will be placed within the next couple of weeks, where we'll have some different stories about that specific project that's coming out. Freedom Fest will be November 6th, and we already have 50 folks that have signed up for that, but they're signing up for the ride. There's two different versions of that, two different versions of the run, disc golf, the Spur Challenge, and this year the Murph Challenge, where you can run a mile and then you go through a series of chin-ups, push-ups, squats, and then you
100,
run another mile.
200 and 300 of them.
Yeah.
And that's sponsored by Newman Regional Health. No, not really, but it's a good fundraiser for them if I tried to do it. But there are a lot of people that are really excited about that Murph Challenge as a new challenge. And we're introducing a brand new technology to support those supply chain issues that you're talking about. A lot of people are worried about not getting their stuff in time for Christmas. All of our local businesses have these things called shelves and racks, and you can purchase things directly off of them, and then you don't have to wait.
See?
How about that concept?
Tech. You go in, you see the stuff that you want for a gift, you buy it then, and oftentimes they'll wrap it up and do all sorts of stuff for you, and then you don't have to worry about being late for Christmas.
You know, we're breaking new ground here every single day.
Don't you know it?
High tech.
I tell you, Casey just flat out brings it.
You know,
from Emporia Main Street. All right, Casey, hey, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street, with us here this morning. KVOE Live and Local 656. Good morning.
Join Advantage Metals Recycling for their Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be free hot dogs and chips while supplies last. Bring in your scrap metal to sell during the event and you'll be entered into a raffle giveaway. Winner will be notified on the following day. Advantage Metals Recycling offers competitive pricing for your scrap metal and you receive payment on the spot. The current shred price is $140 per ton. Come out for Advantage Metals Recycling Customer Appreciation Day, Wednesday, September 29th at 302 Graham Street.
Cargill is now offering a starting wage of $21.45 per hour, plus a $3,000 sign-on bonus. You can apply online right now at cargill.com/dodge-city-beef or go to kvoe.com for more information. Cargill employees receive a comprehensive benefit package, and right now, starting pay is $21.45 per hour with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Apply today by calling 620-227-5007. Cargill is an equal opportunity employer, including disabled and veterans.
KVOE Live in Local 657, 68 degrees. It is time for sports. And with that, here is Greg Ray.
Thank you, Ron, and good morning. The Kansas City Royals rallied for a 6-4 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. Salvador Perez gave the Royals a 4-3 lead with his 47th home run of the season. It came in the sixth inning. He now leads Major League Baseball with 47 home runs. Nicky Lopez would drive in Whit Merrifield with a triple and scored on a wild pitch in the eighth for the final margin of victory. Royals and Cleveland play again tonight. Daniel Lynch on the mound for the Royals. First pitch set for 7:10. You can hear the game on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. We'll have it for you following Hawk Talk, which comes your way at 6 o'clock tonight. Poirier High Boys soccer team held on for a 1-0 victory over Topeka West last night. Jeffrey Lanier scored the lone goal in the seventh minute of play. The Spartans now 7-2-1 on the season. They're scheduled to play at Manhattan on Thursday. Poirier High's volleyball team defeating both Topeka West and Highland Park last night. Lady Spartans needed three sets to defeat Topeka West, winning 25-20, 24-26, 28-26, and defeated Highland Park in two sets, 25-6, 25-4. The Lady Spartans now 20-4 on the season. They'll host Ottawa on Thursday. Council Grove defeated Northern Heights in two matches last night, won the first match in straight sets and took the second match in three sets. Northern Heights now 6-4 in Flint Hills League play. They're scheduled to host Osage City next Tuesday. More MIAA weekly honors for Emporia State soccer players. Mackenzie DeMarco has been named the MIAA Soccer Offensive Player of the Week. She scored four goals, three against Nebraska Kearney and one against Fort Hays State last week. She now leads the MIAA with nine goals this season. And Jillian Patton has been named the Goalie of the Week. She did not give up a single goal in her time in goal last week. She played the first half against Nebraska Kearney and shut out Fort Hays State. It was her second shutout of the season and 15th of her career. Emporia State soccer team did slip one spot in this week's national coaches poll. They're ranked 6th. Central Missouri is the only other ranked team in the MIAA. They're ranked 18th. Grand Valley State has taken over the top spot in this week's poll. We'll have those stories and more coming your way at 7:50. Greg Ray, KVOE Sports.
Hey, thanks a ton, Greg. It is 6:59, 68 degrees. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Partly sunny, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms today with a high 84. Again, a 30% chance for rain tonight, low 66. And on Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorm, high 78.
Ever wonder exactly what Bungie does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers, benefiting families and communities. They store and transport them across the world to wherever needed, milling grain and crushing oil seeds into valuable commodities and supplying businesses and individuals with products that enhance their lives. Bungie has proudly helped feed the world since 1818.
And at 7 o'clock, it is partly cloudy and 68 degrees here at KVOE Live in Nokia. Breakfast quiz time. And this morning, the two-piece chicken dinner with sides in a roll for the Country Mart North Deli. Deli. Great deli. Up grabs here. 342-5863 is our KVOE Sutherland studio line number. Sutherland's Emporia is complete. Home improvement store for over 25 years. Sutherland's open 7 days a week. And today's breakfast quiz question is this. The Muppet Show was banned from TV in Saudi Arabia because of what? Yeah, The Muppet Show was banned from TV in Saudi Arabia because of what? It was because of one of the Muppet Show stars. Hi, Breakfast Quiz. Nobody home. Hi, Breakfast Quiz. Oh, 342-5863. Good morning, Breakfast Quiz.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I can't even think of the main character. Female did not have a burka on.
No, but you're heading in the right direction there. Hi, Breakfast Quiz.
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy, yeah, because it starred a pig. Yeah, Miss Piggy, that was the specific reason that the Muppet Show was banned from TV in Saudi Arabia. Hang on, I'll tell you how we get your winnings out to you. KVOE Emporia, 68 degrees. Good morning. It is 7:02.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pfizer submitting its COVID vaccine data on children to the FDA, which means shots could be approved by Thanksgiving. Across the country, however, people are being fired for not getting their vaccine, 600 of them at United Airlines. This is United's Chief Communications Officer, Jeff Ernest.
All of our employees recognized this is not an easy decision. They recognized that there was the potential for blowback and criticism of the company as a result. But I hope that they are just as gratified as we have been that the compliments and support for this policy have far outweighed the criticism that we've received.
There's a 5 o'clock deadline on Friday for